Where in the Bible will I find the body's need for amusement and recreation? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Apostle Paul, writing to his associate and co-worker Timothy, said, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." 1 Timothy 4:8. All human beings need rest and recreation activities under restraint and to maintain the proper perspective regarding them. Bodily exercise is profitable for a little, that is, for a short time, whereas godliness is profitable for all things, not only in this life, but in that which is to come. Bodily exercise, though useful, must never be permitted to interfere with the obligations which a life of godliness enjoins upon us. When recreation is pursued until it has become one's chief interest in life, it is sinful and subversive of the soul. Any activity questionable in nature ought to be shunned, and all suspected amusements must be avoided. It's never safe to follow a course which has proved to be disastrous to others. Before even entering into any amusement or recreational activity, we should ask ourselves these 10 questions. 1. Do the Scriptures condemn it? 2. Does it bear on its face the suspicion of evil? 3. Have other Christians found participation therein to be harmful to their spiritual welfare? 4. Does it tend to break down the distinction between the church and the world? 5. Do good people generally oppose it? 6. What effect will my participation therein have on others? 7. Will it obligate me to accept or to do that which is not right? 8. Will my example or influence be harmful to others in any way? 9. Will it take me away from my spiritual duties and responsibility to God? And then 10. Can I afford the cost in time and money? These questions properly answered will enable us to evaluate correctly any given type of pleasure or recreation. We must not allow the world to set up the standards of permissible recreational activity. God's Word is the only proper standard of what is right or wrong. Bodily exercise is profitable only if it serves to equip us better to life's duties and responsibilities. When it interferes with such, it is sinful and should be avoided.